Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. Roger the Rooster. As dawn broke over Farmer Brown's barnyard, filling the sky with streaks of golden light, a familiar sound echoed throughout the air. It was a hearty crow of Roger the Rooster, announcing the arrival of a new day. Robbie and Benny and the rest of the gang paused in their morning routines to listen to that familiar call. Roger's crow was a sign that it was time to rise and shine, a comforting sound that filled the barnyard with energy and excitement. "Good morning, Roger," Robbie called out, his voice carrying across the meadow to where the rooster perched proudly on the fence. "Hello, Roger," Benny added, with a cheerful wave and his tail wagging at each time the rooster crowed. Roger puffed out his chest proudly, his colored feathers catching the first rays of sunlight. He was a beloved fixture at Farmer Brown's barnyard, known for his punctuality and his unwavering dedication to his daily crowing duties. Many at the barnyard need him to help them get going each day. "Isn't he magnificent?" Bella exclaimed, her eyes shining with admiration as she watched Roger strut across the fence. "He sure is," Robbie agreed, with a smile across his face. "Roger may be a bit loud sometimes, but it's part of what makes the barnyard feel like home." With Roger's crowing echoing through the background, the gang went about their morning chores, grateful for the familiar presence of the rooster and a sense of warmth and belonging that he brought to Farmer Brown's barnyard. They wanted to get in all the adventuring that they could before Roger starts his evening crowing to tell everyone that it's time for bed. Benny had thought that he heard Bella pretending to crow as they walked back home. The end.